Bill O'Reilly. Welcome to the No Spin News on Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. Stand up for your country. Welcome to the thousands, and I mean that literally, of new subscribers to BillO'Reilly.com and the tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, watching on the First TV. I understand there's some big controversy surrounding Fox News. I don't really deal with that very much. But I made some calls today, and that's driving people to us. So I'm going to deal with that in the final thought at the end of the program. All right, our lead story today is Attorney General Barr announcing that the Justice Department is going to investigate, quote, substantial allegations of voter fraud in the election. All right, that's okay with me. I'd like to know what happened in the election. As we laid out yesterday, and I hope you saw the No Spin News yesterday. If you're premium members, you know you can watch it any time. But I gave you some unbelievable stats, voting stats. Just in Pennsylvania alone, a 600,000 margin just evaporates. 600,000 is a lot of votes. So I'd like to know what happened. I want my country to be honest. And I'm glad Attorney General Barr is investigating. That means the FBI is investigating. So I'm not so thrilled with the FBI these days. I think the FBI director is going to get fired momentarily. And Barr should himself direct that investigation, because it's only going to last until Inauguration Day. And if Biden's sworn in, he's not going to investigate the election. So you got to move it. So the Attorney General did not provide any indication, however, that the Justice Department has come up with evidence to support claims of massive fraud. But he wouldn't, would he? The FBI never comments on active investigations, so the Attorney General wouldn't do that. That's just a spin for the media. Well, they didn't tell us what it was. So let me give you a few examples of what we know to be true. Well, that's always good to have facts that you can evaluate, right? First thing is, in Nevada, there was an election worker in Clark County, that's Vegas, who claims to have witnessed irregularities. He had concerns over election polling intimidation and voter fraud. All right, so the guy put his name on a sworn affidavit and, you know, got to check it out, right? The Attorney General of Nevada is a Democrat. Aaron Ford says, nothing happened. Now, Nevada, as we reported yesterday, can't even count its votes. And it's not like there's a lot of people in the state. There's not. It's six electoral votes. They can't count them. Still not counted. You know, it's just, it boggles. I mean, 7 days, and they still not finished. Okay, second controversial thing, and this is a big one, Pennsylvania. So unless Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes went to Donald Trump, he's not going to be president. He's not going to win. Those 20 have to go to him. And Pennsylvania, I think it was 45,000. That's not a lot of votes. Went for Biden. And as I said, 600,000. Trump is ahead on election night. So I stayed up almost all night. I didn't have any doubt that Trump is going to win that state. He didn't win it. So there is a Philadelphia County Board of Elections problem. Okay, they don't want to explain if they banned Republican poll watchers. So the County Board of Elections in Philadelphia, they don't want to explain to a court what happened. So they're appealing a ruling that would force them to explain it. Does that make any sense to you? If you didn't do anything wrong, just explain it. Okay. Now, Pennsylvania's highest court said it would review whether, if there was cheating in Philadelphia, it's enough. See, they have to deem whether it would override the 45,000 vote deficit that Trump has. A Pennsylvania Postal Service carrier signed a sworn affidavit, said he was forced to deliver late ballots that supervisors then altered, backdated, to appear they were mailed in time to be counted. Okay, I mean, let's check it out. The guy's name is Richard Hopkins from Erie, Pennsylvania. That's what he says. Now, these are on the record. All right, this isn't Rudy Giuliani jumping up and down. This is on the record stuff.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Okay, so the announcement of an FBI investigation is pretty big. And I'll put it into some context in a moment. But the pundits on both the right and the left had this to say. Go.
What totalitarian regimes do and tyrants do is they decide what they want the legal result to be.
Exactly.
And then they work back from that and try to find evidence, try to make up evidence to lead to that conclusion.
You had several states because of this reckless mail-in ballot scheme pushed by the left, pretend that it was okay to count ballots forever in a day after Election Day. That's not the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah, Allison, I have to confess, I thought that Bill Barr had already dragged DOJ to rock bottom. Now we found a new low.
You know, for the folks that say, oh, voter fraud is a myth, I mean, that is ridiculous. Look, Lyndon Johnson won his first Senate race by stuffing the ballot box. John F. Kennedy arguably won his race by Cook County voter fraud in Illinois. And you don't even have to go back that far. Philadelphia, June 2020, they indicted a former judge for voter fraud. So this exists. It should be looked at.
All right. So you're making up your own mind about this. And you need to know that no one in the corporate media is trying to find out if the election was fixed. No one is trying to find out if Hunter Biden brought millions of dollars in and his father got a taste. No one. All right, now, don't get too excited about this FBI thing. The Durham report, you know, remember the Durham report? May 2019, 18 months ago. We're going to get to the bottom of this Russian collusion fiasco. We're going to investigate the FBI and the CIA, all these people who fixed this and turned out to be bogus. That's what we're going to do. The Justice Department is going to get our best man, John Durham, on it. Have we heard a word? 18 months? No. Not a word. So I'm not real confident that William Barr's Justice Department is going to get to the bottom of any election fraud. Back with a final thought on why we're getting so many new people watching us.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, time for the final thought of the day. As I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, we've got thousands of people, new people. They know me, but for some reason or another, they didn't track me down on the First TV and BillO'Reilly.com, but now they are. Now, everybody is calling me and telling me it's because Fox News is not deemed trustworthy anymore by certain people. I don't know that to be true. All right. I don't watch a lot of FNC anymore because I just don't have the time to do it. I think the primetime hosts, Carlson and Hannity and Laura, they're pretty consistent. I don't see any big changes in them. But maybe you guys are seeing stuff I'm not seeing. Now, I know the call on Arizona was super controversial. I wouldn't have done that. I know Fox News polling isn't the best. I've said that for years. But, hey, this is the best place if you want honest and smart news. This is it right here. All right, BillO'Reilly.com news agency, I think, the best on the planet if you're looking for the truth. If you're looking for ideology, you don't want us. All right, if you're looking for sensationalism or cheap shots, you don't want us. But if you really want to know so you can protect your family and yourself, what's happening and what's going to happen, this is it. So we welcome every single person. Now we have millions of people. When I started this, we had tens of thousands of people. Now we got millions of people watching us. It's never been done on the internet before. This is the most powerful news agency on the net in the world. And I want to let you vent. We do it every night. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Let me know how you feel. If we can do something better, let us know. But we are so happy to be breaking out now that everybody in the country in the next year, you're going to need us because this is going to be chaos in America. And we're here for you. We'll see you tomorrow.